Nobody has had more new works made upon them.
Wendy Whalen joined the New York City Ballet at the age of 17. But into her late 40s, the dancer experienced a serious tear in her hip. It was a devastating time, as she realized it would be difficult to remain as a top ballet performer.
Ballet can be tough on the body. And to be a ballet dancer at 47, I do feel the ticking clock.
Sapphire, who grew up in Clarence, has worked on a number of award-winning productions for both film and television, including A Conversation with Gregory Peck and My Generation, a feature film about Woodstock. Sapphire and her co-director-producer Adam Schlesinger set out to create Restless Creature, Wendy Whalen.
This is the first time she was injured where she couldn't perform. She's been with, at the time, City Ballet for 28 years. She was exploring contemporary dance to see what she can do with her body still. So Adam actually called me, and he said, there's a ballerina. And I went, Wendy Whalen? And he said, how did you know? I said, we have to do this. We have to somehow get in and make sure we make this film about her. And first time I saw her perform, it was like lightning. And so I was a fan ever since, and that was like in 2000. And I knew she was injured, and so, you know, just waiting for her to get back on stage.
I was having a phase where they were sort of taking me out of things without talking with me about it.
Wendy didn't want to do this, and we just want to, you know, maybe document or just film a rehearsal of, you know, something you're doing now. And so we went into the rehearsal room with her and filmed her, and she wanted to see the footage, and she loved it. And she said, okay, I'm good with this. And so we just kept following her. And then it was during that period we found out that her injury was really, she was in bad pain and she needed a reconstruction of her hip.
After my class, I literally could not walk.
Surgery could really help my issues.
It's very powerful to watch someone that uses their body for their talent and their career to suffer, and that anxiety that she has, you can just feel it even in just watching the movie trailer.
Yeah, this is something she's been doing since she was three. It was more than just what she does. It was who she is. I mean, she just expressed so much through her body, and then to have it all of a sudden she can't do this. I couldn't imagine what it was like to go through what she was going through, where she couldn't do what she could do and what she loved and what was really the source of her existence.
It's pretty hard to think that you're not going to put point shoes on someday, you know.
I had a meeting with Peter Martins, and he said, I just don't want people to see you in decline.
Part of me is embarrassed because it's like, you know, you're 46 years old and you still dreaming like you're a teenage kid.
You know what? I don't want a plié on that.
Because it hurts or just because it's...
Well, it did the first time.
It was a 2-millimeter tear, and it was right on the edge of either you get a new hip, a hip replacement, or reconstruction. And the surgeon, Dr. Philippon, if it was a regular person, he would have done the replacement, but he knew that Wendy would be serious on getting it back to where it's supposed to be, so he did the reconstruction, and he got her back on stage.
Were there any moments when you were filming with her that she wanted you to turn the camera off?
There was one. It was right before the comeback. We were filming, and we were getting her rehearsals, and she really, really started to panic that she didn't know if she would be able to get back on stage, and she asked for a 2-week break. And we said, no problem. We're all nervous. Like, wait a minute, what do you mean? We have to get the comeback. We have to film you. We have to film you on stage. You know, we can't just let it go. So there was like a 2-week break, and she just needed to focus and really concentrate on getting her body back to where it can be to perform. And then it was really the day before the performance. She said, okay, just scale down, please, and just I don't want to see you guys. And then after that, once she got on stage, it was fine. And we did shoot the comeback.
So now she is back performing, correct?
She's back.
That's
she's
amazing.
No longer doing ballet. She did retire, which is in the film, but she's doing contemporary dance. Contemporary dance is difficult, but she can do certain types that her body allows her to do.
You've made this place so great, and I love you.
There's nothing like those relationships.
You can see Restless Creature now through June 22nd at 5 p.m. at the North Park Theater. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Tears in my heart. Knowing how much I can work in the future is a question left to be answered.